This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The brand new Colorado Teacher of the Year is a sixth grade science teacher in Glenwood Springs. Autumn Rivera, who was announced as the winner today, has been at Glenwood Springs Middle School since 2012, and before that, taught in Colorado Springs. She was chosen out of seven finalists. The Colorado Department of Education says Rivera is the first Western Slope teacher to win the annual honor since 2016, when the award went to a high school teacher in Basalt. Dozens of teachers in red shirts walked collectively into their Northeast Denver schools this morning. They were protesting the fact that their jobs will be cut at the end of this year. Their Montbello schools will close and be turned into a high school next fall. About 150 teachers have to reapply for a job at the new school. Rob Gould is the president of the Denver Classroom Teachers Association.
COVID was disruptive enough to students, to teachers already. So coming back, we're looking to make sure that we maintain as much stability as we can for students.
The union hopes to reopen talks with district leaders soon about the possibility of teachers staying on at the new school. Bears, deer, raccoons, and other Colorado wild animals are using the underpasses built for wildlife along I-25, according to video from the State Wildlife Service. 5 years ago, Colorado Parks and Wildlife and the state's Department of Transportation planned a wildlife mitigation system along the 18-mile stretch south of Castle Rock to Monument. The four underpasses are almost complete and are expected to reduce car accidents with animals. This is CPR and KRCC.